your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sounds on the beat. Sounds on the beat.
I just hopped up out the train, about to do another show. Cashing my checks in, then I do the woo woo. Either I'm fast or the city really slow, cause I'm passing them like, bro, let's go. Oh, they mad, huh? Oh, they mad, huh? The gag is I'm a shade anyway. But the gag is I'm a show out all day. And the gag is they gon' tune in anyway. These bitches could never. Let's go. Yes, 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 it is me, Jason Lee. Listen, I worked hard for that applause, okay? I'm gonna fucking play that applause every show
the entire show. Now, listen, I see Nunu's here in the queue. She's been sliding in my DMs every week. Girl, I'm still gay. I don't know what you want with all them hard eyes, all that bullshit you be doing, girl, but this dick is not for free and it ain't for you. Look, girl, I appreciate that the women love me and love this new body, but y'all are not fucking on me like this. No, I'm saving myself for one woman. And my team know who it is, and she know who it is. And she got a boyfriend, but I'm sorry, him and I, we're going to have to fight. He probably going to beat my ass, because remember he beat up those people in that country where he went to jail? What was that, Sweden? How about this? Rihanna, me and you going to Sweden. He ain't going to come over there, girl. Listen, my friend Rihanna, she knows that I'm messy. You know, she know. I'm going to tell you how long she must have been watching me, because she's messy too, because she did something yesterday that we both kiki'd about, because, well, no, I'm going to get to it. Kelvin didn't turn into an actual producer. His ass trying to keep me on program. Nigga, I'm Oprah. Be Gail, Kelvin, just be Gail. Listen, this is Gagging with Jason Lee. We have an exciting show. I ain't booking no guests for a minute because I want to spend time with all of y'all. Y'all are giving me life. These people, you people, Weedy Poo done got a new lighting system or something because I can actually see her. Weedy Poo, your phone be looking like it's having a stroke, girl. You be zigzagging through the screen. I can never see you, but you look good tonight. You look frozen. Are you frozen or just can't hear me? Wave your hand if you're okay. Life alert. All right. Well, listen, we have an exciting show full of gags. Tonight, I'm going to give you a chance to come and gag with me. Let me give you the number right now so you can put it in your phone. Y'all should already have this number. It's 1-402-GAGGING. It's 1-402-GAGGING. Put that in there. Also, here's the link so that way you can get in the queue right now. They're already filling up the queue. So if you want to come on the video screen, which I always go to video first, click that link and then be in the waiting room, okay? Now, look. Okay, look. Okay, look. So. Oh, shit. Here's a disclaimer. Y'all gonna say stuff that's gonna violate the rules, and I'm tired of getting sued. I got 2 lawsuits last week. I paid off my last lawsuit and then got 2 more lawsuits. I'm like, damn, can I just get a week without a lawsuit? Now, look, my birthday is on Monday, bitches. My birthday is on Monday. Oh, shit. Show is so ghetto. Shit is ghetto as fuck. What nigga was that? Who was that? Okay, can we just say I have to stop saying the N-word? We need to put up a sign in the back that says don't say the N-word, don't cuss, don't talk about people's kids. So the rules that, like, I'm never gonna go mainstream. I'm gonna be trapped in this box gagging with y'all. All right, well, listen, okay. What is the recap about? Okay. So yesterday, I was minding my own business. And people started texting me. saying, Rihanna posted you on Instagram. I'm like, Rihanna did not post me on nobody's Instagram. And then I went and looked. She actually posted me on her Instagram. Let me first say, I did not plan on being on Rihanna's Instagram. I did not ask to be in Rihanna's commercial or whatever that thing was yesterday. But I tell you, I am the truth. I'm going to always tell it to you straight. If I would have smelled Rihanna and she smelled like pussy, I would have told you. But she doesn't. Rihanna smells. It's literally the best scent I've ever smelled in my life. And the only other person that smells good like that but is a fucking hater is Serge Ibaka, who has a cologne. He will refuse to tell me what it is. If I call Serge right now, matter of fact, hold on. I'm about to call Serge right now, and I'm going to tell him I'm doing a live show. Let me tell you, he doesn't know I'm calling him. He's not going to tell me his cologne. Watch. Watch. You see? If he answers, he's not going to tell me. Okay, so listen, I'm doing a live show. I'm doing a recap about Rihanna because she posted me on her Instagram about her perfume. I'm telling all of my fans right now, the only 2 people in the world that smell good that I've ever smelled in my life, one is Rihanna and the other one is you. But you and Rihanna are both haters and you both refuse to tell me what it is. But now she's selling her perfume and she's sending me a bottle. So I'm asking you in front of the world, are you going to tell me what your cologne is called?
It's called Mafuzi's Tie.
That is not. That's you in your fashion on Instagram. Are you? You're not going.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm gonna. It's called Mafuzi's Tie.
So it's your scent.
Yes, I make my own. Yeah.
Okay, and can I buy a bottle?
I'm gonna bring you one.
Okay, the only two people in the world that smell good, I'm telling you right now, I'm not shading any of my other friends. Literally, I'm telling y'all, these two people, they are the only two people I know that smell good, but won't tell nobody what it is. Okay, because you're selling it, you're going to give me a bottle.
Yes, I'm going to give you a bottle.
Okay, I'll call you back. Bye.
All right.
Okay. He says he's going to give me a bottle. Now, you know he African. They Indian givers, honey. Alexis over here, no, she going through a divorce and one. If you're a young man out here watching and not Jameer, because she heard you tell me I could shave your pubic hair, so you out. But if there's any man out here, Alexis is in these streets. Okay, look. So Rihanna posted me on her Instagram. Rihanna's trying to, I told her, girl, you trying to make me straight. That's what you trying to do? Because you creating butterflies where butterflies don't need to exist. You know what I mean? I don't want no but. Amberlynn, stop rubbing on yourself before you get banned. Girl, Amberlynn be ready to go. Amberlynn need to do OnlyFans. That's what she need to do. Okay? Anyway, so she posted me on her Instagram. Let me show you what Rihanna said. Take a look.
What's your favorite smell, Rihanna?
She smells good.
You smell lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
You smell so good.
Thank you. Rihanna smells so good.
Had like really, really soft skin and like smelled really good. And I was
met Rihanna. That's
she
crazy.
Smells so good.
What did she smell like?
Can't even describe what she smelled like, but she's it was one of those things that literally left a memory on my mind when I walked away. Like, damn, she smells good.
What does it smell like?
Heaven.
Yeah.
Smells like heaven.
What does she smell like?
Like dreams and wishes coming true.
When I met Rihanna, she smelled amazing and she just got off stage.
She smells like heaven on earth.
Now, everybody else is copying me because you remember right here on this show, I said she smelled like heaven. Before I show you that, let me tell you something. This is what I told Rihanna. Yeah, your team chose the fat Jason with the bad haircut and you sped up my voice and it was a little high-pitched and gay for me, but I don't give a fuck. I was in there, okay? And you know everybody in the world watched it, including Beyonce, because I know she taking notes, honey, because let me tell you something. Rihanna is selling shit for the culture. She said, her ad said, I want you to smell the way the fuck you feel. And when she said, fuck, I said, oh, I felt that. That's that savage in you, girl. That's why I told y'all before, me and her are more alike than me and these other people because she fully accepts me for being reckless. Like, I'd be trying to be on my best behavior, but she brings the cunt. Woo, Lord. Oh, my God. Anyway, so this is what I said on this show. A skinnier Jason, a more vibrant Jason said this about Rihanna and what she smelled like. Remember this? First of all, y'all know I could smell her. The girl smells like heaven. Like if you walked in heaven and Jesus was sitting there with a hookah, this is what it would smell like. If Jesus was smoking a hookah, who says that? Everybody else was lazy with their answers. Jennifer and all those people, oh, smells like heaven. Girl, no, she smells like Jesus meeting you at the door with your wristband to come in and play with Opal and the Golden Girls and Aretha. Shout out to Jennifer Hudson. You playing the fuck out of Aretha. I saw the interview you did with Oprah. You know, Jennifer talking like a rich white woman now. She's like, Oprah, you know. And you look great, Jennifer. I am a fan. When you meet Jennifer Hudson up front and up close, she's so sweet and nice. And she looks good. And this is why you know that J-Hud is a real bitch. Because she was walking around the basketball court in flip-flop house shoes. I said, girl, we know you sang, but can you put on some shoes? She was like, I'm at home. I'm in Chicago. You know, I love Jennifer Hudson. Anyway, shout out to Rihanna. And let me tell you also what I love about what Rihanna did, because she didn't just put me in her thing. Y'all be missing it. Rihanna's making sure people see me, because she could have posted everybody else. Charlamagne, I didn't see you in there. Joe Buttons. I didn't see nobody else. I saw Jason motherfucking Lee in that bitch. Oh, wait, no. I got to do a better one than that. Hold on. Jason Lee was in that motherfucker. Didn't see Funkmaster Flex. Didn't see you, Ebro. I'm on iHeart. I'm on iHeart. Big boy, where were you? We not checking for you hoes. That's my wifey. I'm her gay husband. Okay? We had a meeting about it. You were all excluded, but you can buy a bottle. But you can't because it's sold out. Rihanna, only you could make everybody in the world say you smell great and then drop a perfume and sell out in the first day. You are a... We ain't never going to have to worry about money. We are never going to have to worry about money. I got a bad bitch with a bag. All right. Anyway, shout out to Rihanna. I can't wait to get a bottle. She said I'm going to get a bottle. I'm literally going to spray it on all my staff right here on the show so we can smell at the same time. I'm telling you right now, if you can find a bottle on the swap meet or somewhere on the Chitlin Circuit where they be selling shit wholesale or secondhand, buy that shit. And I don't never give a free commercial. My team will tell you, I don't never endorse nothing for free. But I'm telling you, it's some potion. Like, and if you're gay, it will make you want some pussy. She hugged me in New York. And when I smelled it, I said, I'm going to go to the straight side of Pornhub tonight. Something about it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not for you, Nunu. Get the fuck out of my camera. Nunu's literally trying to fuck me. Like, why are you in my DM? What are you doing, girl? Girl. Anyway, shout out to Rihanna. Okay, I said I wasn't going to call her every day, y'all. The Wi-Fi's messed up. I see it. It's coming back. Okay, can you guys see me? Can they see me? Can you see me? Okay. Yeah. I said I wasn't going to call Rihanna every day, but she told me to. So I'm going to call her tonight. Fuck that shit. I love that girl. I love her. Yo, she's literally making me softer, though. Like, she's making me nicer. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of you rap niggas are going to live because of Rihanna, just so you know that. You know what I mean? Megan Thee Stallion, I didn't even comment on you attacking black media because I've been so mystified by Rihanna. You got saved by the Navy, just so you know. All right, well, anyway, look, I was supposed to have an interview this morning, but my Wi-Fi went out like it's trying to go out right now. I was supposed to have an interview with this girl. Now, look, I've been trying to interview her for a while because we've known each other for years, and she's so sweet, but I think there was a time where she probably didn't trust me, and I don't blame her. But anyway, this is who was going to come on the show today.
So I was supposed to be doing an interview with my boo, Jason Lee, but I found out I had to have a computer or a desktop. So whoever thought I was going to be doing this interview, I'm so sorry. We're going to do it again.
So listen, if you have questions for Christina Milian, make sure you call in tonight. Or if you come up with gagging, Kelvin here is going to take questions. I need you to help me ask the right questions, and I'll make sure I say so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that, okay? But now it's time to get into my favorite part of the show besides talking to you guys. It's the Tea with Jason Lee. I wonder how it feels to be Rihanna when you're standing on stage and everybody's screaming your name and yelling. If I ever had that feeling, I probably whip my dick out. But God knows who not to give that blessing to. Because do you know, I would be fucking By the way, let me stop talking because I'm on Bego and there's a lot going on. I don't even know who I am anymore. I got this new house. I got this new body. I got this jacuzzi. I tell my staff come in late. They come in. I tell them to go home. They're like, what's wrong with our boss? Well, there's so many people sleeping in this house now. There's no back door to sneak them out of. All right. Well, listen, speaking of back doors, this guy right here is he's getting backdoored by his daughter. Dr. Dre, you know, he is a rap icon, hip hop icon, somebody that I revere. I love him. Even Beats by Dre, the ones you listen to, and the pow pow. They say he was beating bitches. Well, Dr. Dre is getting beat up by his daughter on the internet because she says she's homeless and that she's not receiving any help from daddy. Now, this is a picture of LaTanya. Now, I've seen this girl on Bego, I think. She looks like a Bego girl. I wouldn't see her on the street and think that was Dr. Dre's daughter. She looks more like... she looks like Jerozlyn. Either way, speaking of the homeless, she's doing odd jobs to stay afloat. Reportedly, she lives in her car. Okay, now she's 38 years old, and she's been doing DoorDash and Uber Eats. Oh, God, I got to change my name on my Uber Eats. And she works at a warehouse as an assembler, but apparently it's not enough to get her an apartment, so she's been struggling, and daddy has not been helping her. Now, they say that while she's been living in her car with her four children, or her four children's been staying with her friends, because Dre did not give her any help and just ended their relationship abruptly 18 months ago. So 18 months ago, he just put her on the streets. Now, this is the tea. She says that her kids have never even met him. Okay? And that she hasn't seen him in over 18 years. Now, let's be clear. At this point, if somebody cuts you off for 18 years, they don't want to see you. Let it go. Should we care that he doesn't want to see his daughter? He ended it with you, LaTanya. He sent you out there to deliver bagels. Why are you bothering him? Now, Dr. Dre's daughter, LaTanya, is the product of a relationship he had with some girl named Lisa Johnson years ago. They broke up when she was just 5 years old. Okay, now she says she don't even have his two-way pager number. She can't even send a bat signal if she needs help. And that if she wants him, she has to go through his team. Now, I don't know about you. If I was a billionaire and my kid was doing shit on social media, they'd have to go through my team too. Hell, my team got to go through my team. So when you become a billion-dollar corporation where every airport you go in, people are running from their connecting flight wearing your headphones, you do streamline communication with people who are rocky to go through certain people so that way your T don't get caught up. Well, his T is still getting caught up. Now, she said, this is what she said, quote, he used to help me and give us rent, but he told us that he wouldn't do anything anymore, and I'm out on the street. I asked him for help, but his lawyer did not reply. I'm listening to his mistress who bought a house. It's a difficult situation. Well, girl, he has assets to protect, and you're a liability. You're a liability. And Dr. Dre is doing the smart thing. At this point, what does he do? Put you on the phone with him so you could text message him a bunch of stuff and then put on social media. You're coming to social media. Why should he talk to you? I wouldn't even let you sleep in the doghouse. I would let my pit bull sleep there. My pit bull would look at you and be like, girl, if you don't go sit over there. Now, you know that Dre is also going through a divorce with that one girl. Let me show you a picture of Dr. Dre and his ex-wife. Do we have that? Okay, now this was them on Happier Times. Now, she looked like she was up to something in this picture, don't she? She looked like, yep, girl, accountants are paid, bank is set up, direct transfers. Mm-hmm. She looked like a finesser. Her face is long, too. Dr. Dre looks good. Shit. Well, Nicole Young, his ex-wife, who's now required, he's required to pay her $300,000 in spousal support a month. If the courts told me that I had to pay a guy $300,000 a month, I would just keep fucking him and just get a side piece. Like, I wouldn't end the relationship. Because at this point, $300,000, do you know how hard it is to just pay a phone bill for $350 a month? Every time I get a text from T-Mobile that says, your phone bill has been automatically deducted, I feel fucked in the ass. $300,000? 300,000. Thank you, Priceless Twins. You're interrupting my show. The Priceless Twins, they're on Bego. I introduced them to Rihanna as OnlyFans creators. Look, when I'm drunk, I don't care. Your branding is what it is. Thank you. Go to their Instagram. I'm filming a live show. Now, listen, remember Dr. Dre was dating our former co-host here at the show, April Jones? Here's a picture of April Jones. Well, this is them. Remember they were dated? Okay, well, here's an update. They ain't dating no more. Okay. Not only did she get fired from here, fired from Omarion, fired from Little Fizz, she is fired from life. April, we know that pussy done went on tour, allegedly. But look, girl, the tour is over because Dr. Dre, they say he is out with another girl. Now, I don't know who this other girl is, but she must have some good pussy. If he's writing $300,000 checks, daughter living in a car, delivering Chick-fil-A by Uber Eats, and then now you out here taking back shots. Look at the back shot. Now, I'm going to say this. You got a nice ass. But ladies, let this serve as an example that your ass is not going to keep a man if he don't want to be kept. Now, look at the house in the background. This is his house, probably his playhouse. You sitting here looking like a Victoria's Secrets ad. Now, let me tell you something. The secret is, you gotta go. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Damn, April. If you don't go back to Love and Hip Hop and let this play out, the Priceless Twins sending me dragons on Bego. If you want to see their dragon, go to their Instagram. Listen, April, I know your relationship didn't work out and your seat is filled over here at the show. You can't come back. I don't know what you're going to do now for money, but girl, just let him fuck on other girls and just be that girl that just accepts it. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with making sure that your man is pleased. If I was dating Dr. Dre, okay, let me switch roles. Say me and Dr. Dre were dating. I'd be sucking his dick with Beats by Dre on my head. Like, what you playing, Givian? I'm listening to Givian. Or Rihanna. Bitch, better have my money. I mean, I wouldn't really care. Like, somebody hit me up today that I philandered with on Bego. And he says he's been thinking about me and that he wants to, like, spend some time with me. Yes, he's in another country and I'm going to have to fight through customs hell to get him back here. But either way, like, if he got here and I taught him English and he taught me Spanish, guess what? I'm still going to get to have another nigga because he's not going to care. Y'all got to learn how to finesse your situation. Y'all be looking for white picket fences. White picket fences, what you say it is. If you're happy and he's happy, if you're taking care of him, he's taking care of him. You got everything you want. Put that picture of her back up with the ass. And girl, you sleeping in this? Because I know Omarion ain't putting you there. I don't know what the bump done been into since Love and Hip Hop. But girl, ain't no groceries to be eating that's going to fill up this house. Hi, Omarion. I know we don't really talk anymore. We used to be really close friends back when you realized I was gay. Where have you been? Where have you been all my life? Everything is a Rihanna song at this point. Everything. My whole life is Rihanna. Okay. All right. Well, guess what, April? You're not the only girl in the world. There is another one in his world. Bye, Dre. All right, listen. White people aren't taking baths. What is wrong with you white people not taking baths? I'm going to tell y'all something. I knew y'all niggas was dirty, but y'all playing. Because there used to be a girl that lived in my building. I think her name was Rebecca. She used to be really dirty. She had dirt around her mouth. She had dirty feet. And that's because she used to wear flip-flops running for the ice cream truck all the time. Plus, we used to climb the fig tree together. But Rebecca, oh, and the other girl, Carrie, she was just a mess. But Carrie's like 50-something now. I don't know. She watches. Hey, Carrie. Well, listen, you you white people need to learn how to take baths. I don't know what is going on. Oh my God, this guy's messaging. Hold on, let me see. No, he didn't. Okay, he trying to turn this into a threesome. Anyway, white people ain't taking showers. Now look, Jake Gyllenhaal said that he barely bathes himself because, quote, it's better for his skin. Now, I don't know who taught y'all this in science class or wherever, that if you don't take baths, it's better for your skin. Well, he said that now he's going to add himself to the list of celebrities who are just not taking baths. And now he spoke to Vanity Fair. That's a white magazine that talks to white people about not taking baths. And he was asked about his bathing rituals. And this is what he said, quote, I always am baffled that loofahs come from nature. They feel like they've been made in a factory. But in fact, it's just not true. Since I was young, it's amazed me. More and more, I find bathing to be less necessary at times. Now, this is the same guy from Brokeback Mountain. One thing we know about gay boys, we take showers all day long. Gay people are clean as fuck. We are not playing around with y'all, okay? Y'all niggas going and playing basketball, running in the house with your sweaty balls, having girls lick on your dick when you know damn well you should have wiped that thing with a hot rag. That's y'all into that weird animalistic type bullshit. If you come to my house and I'm gonna fuck on you, I'm gonna tell you the first thing I do. I say, hey, I grab you by the back of your neck. I grab you around your waist. I pull you in for a hug. And I smell you. If you don't smell, if you smell tart, bitch, you're getting back in the Uber. Are you fucking crazy? Now, the new thing I do is put you in a jacuzzi with me because, oh, we in a jacuzzi. And then it's an excuse for me to say, yo, we got to take a bath because we've been in a jacuzzi. Now, if you get out the jacuzzi and the bath and you smell tart, nigga, I'm calling the police. So, anyway, Jakey... Well, listen, Jake also said, quote, but I do also think that there's a whole world of not bathing that is also really helpful for skin maintenance. And we naturally clean ourselves. Cats and dogs that lick themselves clean themselves, my nigga. You're Brokeback Mountain. You're rolling around the dirt with another cowboy. What are you talking about? Are you dumb? Like, you're telling all the women, well, if that's what you like. You're telling everybody that you don't do that. Now, this broke my heart. This girl who I met at a gas station once, Mila Kunis, her and her husband, Ashton Kutcher, who I've definitely masturbated to, they are also saying that they only bathe their kids when they see dirt on them.
Bitch, you tried it.
This is a picture of these dirty people. Now, she looks... I met her at the gas station where Rob Kardashian was trying to fuck her. Those were the days. That's back when Demi Lovato was fucking Wilder Valderrama. She used to be at the house, but she's a lesbian now. You know what? I love the trans community, but y'all are fucking shit up. Y'all making shit way too difficult. And here, y'all gonna all come in here and say, oh, he's being transphobic. No, I'm tired of fucking being confused. Here's another white person who's dirty, Kristen Bell. Listen, Kristen's not taking showers. That glossy shade of makeup is not gloss, it's sweat. She's dirty. Do we have a picture of her husband? Look at her husband. Now, you remember his dirty ass, Dax Holt. Dax used to be friends with Ashton, right? One big old cesspool of pus. Dirty, 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 dirty. Now, all y'all black women out here talking about, I want a white man. And they're not taking baths because they say it unless they look dirty. And your black ass never going to get a bath because they're going to see black skin and be like, oh, it's just dirt. You know, that's what they say about us. Now, I don't know what's going on with them, but I will tell you, a black person saved the day. This fine-ass ninja right here. Put a picture up. Now, look at him, y'all. Look at him. Everybody's face on the screen just went like, fuck me. I know the heat. If The Rock... Now, the thing about The Rock, let me say something. I know you're rich with the liquor and, you know, highest paid actor and you're the wrestler and all this and that. But I'm going to tell you, as perfect as you are, if you have a little penis, everybody's going to be upset. But you realize you can't have perfection. But the one thing that is perfect about The Rock that I love is he took to his Twitter to tell you about his rituals. This is his tweet. He said, nope, I'm the opposite of not washing themselves, celeb. Shower cold when I roll out of bed to get my day rolling. Shower warm when my workout, after my workout before work. And shower hot after I get home from work. Face wash, body wash, exfoliate, and I sing off key in the shower. That's how it's supposed to be. Shout out to The Rock for being honest. I was just picturing you in the shower. I don't know if anybody else was. I was picturing a cold shower. I was picturing a warm shower. And I was picturing you in a hot shower. That's what it's giving for me. Bye, Rock. I'm never going to go mainstream. I'm never going to get a real career because I just, the show, it's these people. All right. Well, listen, this next person is up. Okay. Now, these people got into it on Clubhouse. Now, Clubhouse is an app that died some time ago. I left Clubhouse. As you know, I went over to Bego. 21 Savage, Wack 100, and Tekashi Snitch 9 was on this app. And baby, it got heated and went all the way left. Now, this is where a lot of conversation took place over certain things. I don't know why, because Kelvin has fast-forwarded through everything because he thinks I know what I'm about to say, but I don't. Okay? Well, either way, it's an app, as you know, where people just talk and you can't see their face, so you don't really get to interact with them like you do on Bego. Well, things got crazy in this interaction because a disagreement broke out between 21 Savage and Wack 100. The disagreement was over Wack sitting down with Tekashi in an interview with another blogger who I should not mention. And it was a really good interview, and I understood why Wack did it. But either way, 21 said that Wack was lame to agree with a snitch and to sit in the face of the snitch because they violated the street code. Now, I'm not of the street, so I'm telling everybody involved right now. I will tell on everybody. So just please stay over there. But this is what happened. 21 went after Wack or made some comments, and Wack started questioning him. But see, 21 also said he feels that a gangster and a rat can never agree on anything alive. Let me show y'all what happened, because it's a lot. Get into this. Check it out.
Open line of communication. You there?
Yeah, what's up?
What up? Well, they told me you was upset at me.
I said you lying for agreeing with anything that nigga say.
Okay, now listen, when you say lame, right? Because y'all lingo look different. What you mean by I'm lame? Like, what you mean?
Like, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with what you agree with.
What is it that you don't agree with?
I just feel like a gangster and a rat can't agree on nothing in life. I don't give a damn how right a nigga is. Like,
so you shouldn't communicate. A gangster and a rat should never communicate, right?
Not really, because of the industry that we in. I say, like, I wouldn't really say that, but I say,
okay, well, come
I ain't gonna agree with what no nigga say about no other nigga. Like, how you said that you agree with him that I was supposed to run up on him in the club. First of all,
now the whole conversation whether or not Wack, who is a certified street guy, should be entertaining conversation in space with Tekashi 6ix9ine was the whole conversation. Now, we all know that 21 Savage is from the UK, and maybe they have gangs out there. They don't do many drive-bys because they don't have guns, but whatever. He's a gangster. He lives in Atlanta. People miss those beats. But the thing about Wack is Wack really is out here in these streets. Now, they went back and forth, and then that's when Wack threatened 21 and said that he would beat him up after 21 accused him of being a punk. Take a listen.
Put that on your kids. I ain't call you a rat on the phone.
You did, but after I already violated you.
Look, this is what I'm not finna do.
21,
y'all niggas
after
be with
I
that
violated,
internet shit. I ain't got that internet shit. 21, all that pump fake.
Yo, 21, I'm not sitting down with no rat. Violated you.
I ain't sitting down with no rat. Period.
Yo, 21.
I called you and asked you why you on an interview talking about sucking dick. That's what I said.
I'm not about to.
Wait. Respectfully, nephew, I know you. We always been solid. I'm gonna keep it real.
Nah, you just said a whole bunch of extra shit. Hey, so that ain't
we are
solid.
Not the same. Know. Look, hey, look, 21.
I don't know. I guess
21. Listen to me now.
You have friends now.
Listen to me.
Put on
listen to me, bro.
But I ain't without
met you before. You've been real humble. Me and you both know, nigga, if you were standing in front of me right now, you wouldn't have that energy.
Yeah, right. Nigga, that's on my head.
Yeah, right.
Check this out.
Yeah, right. Nigga, I will beat your motherfucking little ass, you little bitty ass boy.
Hey,
I will beat your little ass, you little bitty ass boy.
Yo, 21.
Hold on, 21. I came here respecting you, bro. And wait. And it's cool that you don't agree what I'm saying, but nigga, I'm not no rapper, nigga. I will fuck you up, nigga.
One mic.
I come to Atlanta, you can come to LA. We can get out wherever you want to get out. I will beat your ass. You gonna get
your 21, yeah. Y'all 21, you want me to set it up?
And you get
that. You want me to set it up?
Fuck you up, nigga. Yo, I will beat that. Hold on. Hey, look, nigga, you ain't finna. You call me on my name.
Say less.
Nigga, what we doing?
Say less.
What we doing, my nigga? You coming out here or I'm coming out there? Because we can get out, nigga. What we doing, nigga? I will sock you the fuck out.
Yeah,
you out your league,
yeah.
Nigga. You are nice. Out your league. You ain't finna come in here as a you just a rapper, nigga. That's all you is, nigga. You ain't got the right regular respect to fuck with me, nigga.
That was a lot. Now, I've talked to Wax since that came out. In fact, I talked to him and I was on a panel with him yesterday on Clubhouse, which we'll get to in a minute. But listen, the news took everyone by surprise. Now, 21 Savage, he apparently tried to make fun of this altercation the next day with his friends, and this video popped up. Look.
Hey, nigga, I'll beat your little ass. Nigga, whack 100.
Now, Wack ain't one to play with, okay? Wack is not one to play with. Now, Wack manages the game. And you remember when Game got into it with that guy with all the tattoos on his face in Miami, he knocked him out. Wack is always in the middle of shit. And when shit go down in LA, it goes through Wack and it goes through a couple other people. But, you know, Wack has been somebody that's always been cool with me. I don't know 21 Savage. I mean, we were cool at one point, and then I guess he didn't like that I posted something and he unfollowed, whatever. But one thing I will say is I find it really interesting that 6ix9ine is all in the mix. 6ix9ine is like that annoying ass fan that just won't go away. You know what I mean? But either way, I think he's trying to hold on to this as much of the culture as possible. I want to see Wack put together a fight between 6ix9ine and 21 Savage. Remember back in the day when I interviewed Floyd Mayweather and Soulja Boy, because Soulja Boy was going to fight Chris Brown. Wack was involved with that, and he was going to be putting on the fight as well. He was involved somehow. And so I see what Wack is doing, although he hasn't told me. I see Wack putting this fight together because Wack can't make it happen. At the end of the day, he's a businessman. And I think everybody wants to see 6ix9ine get his ass kicked, right? I mean, 6ix9ine does text me from time to time, stuff he wants me to post. But, girl, the only way I'm going to post you is if we do an interview. At this point, we need to do an interview because I'm going to ask you the questions that your friend academics won't ask you. We all know you and academics are, you know, you guys are like that or whatever. But whatever. I want to find out what's going on. But Wack was not playing. Now, listen. Wack asked me to do this Clubhouse conversation with him yesterday. I want to know your guys' opinion because I came out of it with a different perspective. During this Clubhouse conversation last night, Wack asked me to participate in a conversation on cancel culture because, you know, this rapper right here has been canceled. I guess everybody's canceled DaBaby. Now, I have my opinion about DaBaby and I have my opinion about cancel culture. My opinion, I'll hold to the end, but we had a whole conversation about it, and Wack said that he was going to reach out to DaBaby about doing an interview with me, you know, and so my question for all of you is, are we over DaBaby being canceled at this point? Can we have a conversation if he takes responsibility and move forward? I think at this point, he's being used as a tool to drive a much larger issue, and that's pushing the cancel culture agenda. I think everybody deserves redemption. And so I want to do an interview with him, but I want to know what you guys think. And if I was to interview him, what questions do you have for him? So you could tell me when that comes up next. Okay, well, 6ix9ine, I mean, not 6ix9ine, girl. Savage, good luck. You have a lot to deal with, okay? Now, I don't eat this food anymore because I'm trying not to get fat. I went to the doctor today and weighed in, and when the doctor looked at me with that number, I was like, you a fucking lie. Either way, McDonald's is back on the heat list because McDonald's is getting sued because this woman broke her fast and said it was because of a commercial she saw. Is she black? She's white. So a woman is suing McDonald's after a commercial allegedly compelled her to give in to temptation and bite into a juicy burger. So her name is Ksenia Ovinikova. Well, she's suing McDonald's after claiming that a cheeseburger ad made her break her fast during Lent. And she's saying prior to eating this burger, she has successfully fasted for 16 years. Fasted like hamburgers?
Yeah, during Lent.
During Lent. She says, quote, when I saw an advertising banner, I could not help myself. So after she ate it, she was filled with instant regret because she decided to sue the food chain for $14. American dollars. For breaching consumer protection laws and insulting her religious beliefs. They must have put some cocaine in that burger. They had to. What are you? Now, I know you're an Orthodox Christian, but girl, Lent didn't make you go and want to sue somebody. And for $14, the processing fee for filing the lawsuit has to be more than $14. So I guess Lent says you have to stay away from meat products or meat byproducts or poultry, eggs, and dairy for the entire time. But she said that in McDonald's intentionally advertised it to her. I ain't gonna lie, the cheeseburgers are good though. The other night I had too much 1942 and I ordered Taco Bell. Now you know Taco Bell, you shouldn't even feed your dog Taco Bell. I ate a gordita. Baby, that gordita came out on fire the next day. But either way, she's now saying, quote, by this point, I had already been fasting for a month. But when I saw the advertisement, I could not help myself. I visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger. In the action of McDonald's, I see a violation of the consumer protection law. And I asked the court to investigate. And if a violation is taking place, to oblige McDonald's LLC to compensate me for moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles, which is 14 American dollars. Girl, your moral compass is worth $14. I mean, I got that laying around the house. They actually gave us hook a date in court. Good luck, Novakova. Bye, Ronnie. We got a commercial. Doesn't it seem like the world's against us from getting a good night's sleep this time of the year? I mean, it's hard to catch a good night's sleep while traveling and constantly going from meeting to meeting. My nights can get super restless, even when I'm by myself. But when you have a Purple mattress, you can sleep cool and comfortable no matter what the world throws at you. And that's because only Purple mattresses have the grid. Its unique ventilated design allows airflow through to help you sleep cool, even when it feels like 1,000 degrees out. And the grid is amazingly supportive for your back and your legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips, no matter how you sleep. So unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, the grid bounces back as you move and shift. So you never get that I'm stuck feeling you do with memory foam. Now, I love how the mattress literally forms to my body and wraps me up. I also love how I never feel like I've missed out on sleep. And the bed makes it comfortable to roll out of in the morning. So try your Purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns. Financing is also available. Purple is comfort reinvented. Right now, all of my listeners in the Gag Nation get 10% off any order of $200 or more. So go to purple.com/gagging and use the promo code gagging. That's purple.com/gagging, promo code gagging for 10% off of any order of $200 or more. purple.com/gagging, promo code gagging, terms apply. I read the fuck out of a commercial. Listen, for those of you wondering where all my Gaggy merch is, look, I just got my samples done. They'll be here next month. I'm going to do a whole little two-step with them, and I'm going to have a limited supply. But until then, you can go and get the merch that you're used to right here on the website, hollywoodunlocked.com/shop. Hollywoodunlocked.com/shop. All of these things are still there. And now, if you are a permanent gagger, you should also be subscribed to our YouTube channel. Go over to youtube.com/unlocked. And you can just click join. It's $1.99 a month. That's how you get all these emojis that you can leave on all your favorite YouTube channels. Hollywood Unlocked. Wait, youtube.com/Hollywood Unlocked. Okay. Look, I'm also on Instagram gagging this show, Gag Nation. I don't know. Where were you guys at last Thursday? Did you do something? Get it together, Kelvin. All right. He's changed his day. So him and Alexis are going to get together. Here's our Instagram, at Gag Nation. Make sure you follow us. We're verifying. We do stuff over there with you guys on Thursdays. All right. Now, if you haven't followed me over on Bego, I'm going to show you how you can get live streaming money. Here's where you go. Go to gagonbego.com. That's our website, gagonbego.com. And this is the website that will take you to how to apply. Now, all you got to do is click apply to be a host in that button right there. And then you'll go right over to this form. And then once you fill this out, you will be able to stream live with me and the Gag Nation every single day, all day long. Over there, you can also email us at bego@hollywoodunlocked.com. All right. Now, one last thing I want to show you, baby, before I get to talking to my peoples. You remember when I left Love & Hip Hop after they told me I couldn't host the Love & Hip Hop reunions? Well, guess what, baby? I am now officially a host of the Baddies ATL reunion. I am following in the footsteps of Erica Mena, Perez Hilton, and even Tanisha Thomas, to name a few. Take a look at the super trailer for the explosive reunion that I'm hosting with the Baddies ATL on Zeus Network. Take a look. I didn't come here to get no fight, but I definitely came here to help start one. I'm here to see what the real tea is, because from what I heard today, everybody hates Natalie.
Everybody's talking about you right now with the whole social media thing.
Anything new?
Here we go. Quiet on set. And in 3, 2, action.
So toast.
Good luck.
Good luck and a great show.
Yes. Everybody out here looks good tonight.
Well, y'all dressed alike. Because she wants to be me. I'm quick to just be like, what I did. And I'll do it again.
Really, what sparked the beef between you and Natalie?
Baby. I would never write to your husband.
Baby.
And I still didn't do it, even after you did it to me.
Sydney, you wouldn't lick my pussy, but you shut the fuck up.
Y'all starting to get on my nerves.
No, that bitch is a bully.
But I didn't even ask the question.
You're just lucky that my brother ain't gonna knock you in the fucking throat, bitch. You were friends with her. So what about me? What about me?
What about me?
Wait. I'm really fucking irritated. And you've been totally and utterly disrespectful.
It's my life.
I don't fuck with that. That's fake as fuck.
Don't even try me, bitch. Black women like shit because we treat each other like shit.
Baby, don't even try me. Now I'm mad.
Well, you should be, because she accused you of cheating on your husband.
Why are you lying on me? Whatever the fuck this is.
I can't ask nothing because everybody got an opinion.
I'm taking a break.
You forgot to say this is billionaire pussy, baby. That's what the fuck you got to say.
Oh, bitch, lucky chalk.
Fucking lying, bro.
Wait a minute.
You spit on her?
Okay, what?
I wanted to fuck you up for it, bitch!
It's a whole lot with the baddies. Listen, I don't know. You know, when they hired me to host the reunion, I told them, I'm not like every other host. If you come for me, I'm coming for you. That's why Love & Hip Hop won't put me on, because I stir that shit the fuck up. But either way, August 15th, right there on the Zeus Network, make sure you check it out. There's a two-part reunion show that I'm hosting, both parts, me and Tamar Braxton. We killed it. You saw I got out my chair. You saw I was on the other side of the stage. You saw I had a red cup. You know you get the red cup when shit get ghetto. And shit got ghetto, so I got a red cup. All right, so is it time? It's another commercial? Got to pay the bills. Roll it. Listen, when the weather gets warmer, the last thing I want to do is be all sweaty in my kitchen, cooking over a flaming hot stove. No, thank you. But also, I don't exactly want to order takeout food for every meal. And that's why I'm obsessed with Daily Harvest. Y'all know I lost all this weight, and I did it with my friends at Daily Harvest. I love it when the sun sets later and the days get longer. I get more time to be outdoors and just live a little more. But all this summer activity sometimes means I have to even less time to cook and focus on eating foods I know are good for me. That's why I switched up my game with Daily Harvest. It's honestly the best self-care routine I've ever had. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. I love their broccoli and cheese harvest bowl, artichoke and spinach flatbread, and their smoothies. That's what I have in the morning. Daily Harvest takes literally minutes to prepare and never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. And that goes for everything. My personal summer favorite is Daily Harvest Scoops. They're plant-based ice cream, and Scoops is the perfect sweet treat. Plus, it's gluten and dairy-free, so Daily Harvest is all about leaving the earth in a better place than they found it, not just for us, but for the future generations to come. They focus on increasing biodiversity, investing in organic farming practices, and reducing food waste, and even prioritizing recyclable and compostable packaging. Daily Harvest is delicious food, all built on whole organic fruits and vegetables that conveniently stays fresh in your freezer. So it's ready when you are. It's really the whole package. Now get more time back to do you and take care of yourself this summer. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter code Gagging to get up to $40 off your first box. Now I'm giving you guys a good deal that you have to take advantage of. So if you're listening and you're hungry and you want to eat better. Go to dailyharvest.com/gagging. That's code Gagging for up to $40 off of your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com. Use Gagging. Bye. All right, what's time, y'all? One four oh two gagging, baby. That's how you come and talk to me. Now, if you want to come up on the screen, the other thing you have to do is click this. By the way, I'm bringing Roland Ray to Bego next week. Oh my God, this shit that is going to go down on Bego with Roland Ray. So exciting. All right, listen, make sure that if you're calling me 1-402-424-4464, can you scroll back? I can't read way up there. Okay, make sure that you call the number. It's 1-402-424-4464 or jump on the video chat. Make sure that if you're coming through the video chat, enable your echo cancellation. If you're calling, please pay attention to the phone call and not the stream because you may miss your chance to gag. All right, let me bring some people up. But first, let me take a phone call. Who's on the phone? Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Bitch, I'm all right. I'm gagging.
Okay. Anyway, a couple things. Just want to say that, Jason, I love you. You inspired me to do my own podcast, whatever. And you're amazing. And keep doing what you're doing. Second thing, after you did the show about how great Rihanna smelled, you know, whatever, I went out to the mall and got me some of her old perfume or whatever. Smells amazing. I'm going to try to wait for the other one drop again because I need to get that. Third thing, Dr. Dre, I don't know what they got going on, but I kind of think it's fucked up because you can't be letting your kids be out there looking crazy. And last thing, Tekashi 6ix9ine, all I'm going to say is I'm not promoting violence because I don't always, you know, I'm one of them going in, but y'all killed Martin Luther King, y'all killed John F. Kennedy, y'all killed Malcolm X. Why can't somebody, you know, take one of those? But that's all I got. Nice talking to you.
She was good all the way to the end, girl. She said, y'all killed all our black leaders. Why can't y'all kill him? Wow. Girl, she said, y'all took out Malcolm, Martin, Aretha. Next caller. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Jason.
Hi.
Hi. So I just want to say the Dr. Dre thing. I don't know. The daughter is given drugs. You know, maybe it's
maybe she's on a little drug. And the father was just like, Dr. Dre was just like, you know, I can't do this no more. But my second thing I wanted to say to you is I have a request. I don't know if you fuck with them, but I want you to bring Horrible Decisions on the show, please. I feel like y'all would be a vibe together.
Who?
Horrible Decisions, the two girls.
That sounds like a horrible decision.
Bye, Jason. Love you.
Bye. I don't know them, but my team just showed me a picture of them. They look cute. All right. Let me bring up. Weedy Poo, it looks like you got lighting together.
The what?
It looks like you have good lighting today. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I had to do hopefully my light because I had to put a fan together and everything because my last fan, I burnt it out. I burnt out 3 fans.
Well, how'd you burn your fans out?
One of them all the time. I have hot flashes, man.
Okay, what do you think about tonight's show?
Oh, it was good. I really want to be able to see you on the Zeus Network. I want to see the fight. I want to see the fight. But I can't get the Zeus Network right now. I ain't got enough money to get it. So okay, I'm going to have to watch it.
We'll get you the subscription for the month, or we'll get you the free link. You know, y'all we be figuring out how to steal shit.
All right, let me know. Text it to me.
All right, Weedy Poo, I got you. Yo, Weedy Poo is the only person I know who will publicly admit to wanting to steal free cable. Like, I can't. Where is she from? Stay out of my DMs. What do you want? What?
Hey, Jason.
Hi. So what do you think about tonight's show?
I loved it. So I want to talk about the stinky white people. I want to let you know. No disrespect for all the white people that do wash their tail, their little ass. But since like what, the 1700s, that's the reason why majority of the natives got killed off because they didn't want to wash their ass. No, I'm dead serious. If you ask. No, I'm dead serious.
Hold on, girl. I didn't finish college. Let me ask some college people. What happened? Kelvin, Alexis, what happened? What happened?
They brought diseases.
Who brought diseases? The white people?
And the black people taught the Europeans how to bathe.
The black people did. Okay, go ahead, Nunu.
No,
I didn't know.
Wait a minute. Black people bathe too, but natives soaked. They were the originators of bath, of soaking your ass in water and washing your ass religiously. And okay, the Puritans came over and wasn't washing their ass for like 3 months and shitting in their water and contaminating stuff and having all these diseases.
They didn't have yeast infections back then?
No, we ain't had nothing until then white people came.
I'm talking about the people that didn't take baths. They didn't have yeast and stuff back then?
Yeah, they had syphilis. They had syphilis. They had claps. They had gonorrhea. They had all of that. They had all venereal bacterial diseases and everything. Like, they was dying because they were pooping and drinking out of their same water. Right. Go read I'm telling you, it's in the history.
No. I don't want to look. I listen, when I was born, God said, my son, you are going to do great things, but what I won't do is bore you with shit that you're never going to need to know. I don't give a fuck about dirty people. If you come to my house,
I'm telling
and I
you.
Smell even tart, if I smell a Pop-Tart on you, bitch, you not staying in this motherfucker. Are you crazy? I got plastic bags. I would throw your luggage in a plastic bag, bitch, tied up and put it on the porch like a foster child. No.
Okay, moving along. All right. So with Dr. Dre, I'm 39. She too old. First of all, he has all these companies. Why hasn't she got a job with him? Why hasn't she got a job with Beats? I'd be all up in there. Dad, hey, Pops. I'll start.
No. She applied. She applied. You know what they told her?
What?
Beat it.
Shut up. Oh, I deserve that one. I ain't even speak on Tekashi. That shit.
Okay, well, listen, I'll be right back. I'll be right back, girl. I'll be right back, girl. Yes.
What's up, Jason?
What's up, Jason?
Hey, y'all.
What's up, everybody?
Go ahead, Jameer. Get into it. What do you want to say?
All right. So before I do start, I do want to I do agree with that caller. You definitely should do an episode with the Horrible Decision Girls. Y'all three would break the fucking internet. Like, they just as reckless as you. They just two females doing it. But all right. So I want to start with Rihanna.
Reach out to him.
No. So I do think that Jason, I think that Rihanna perfume is about to be the new Popeye's chicken sandwich out here. The way niggas was fighting over that chicken sandwich.
Wait, okay. I want to make sure you're not disrespecting my wife.
I love Rihanna. I'm in the Navy.
It's going to become this crazy phenomenon that everybody wants, is what you're saying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I feel like this upcoming holidays, people are going to really be fighting over this particular scent. Because, again, the way everybody talk about how she smell, like, it makes me curious to buy it. And I might wear the shit. And that's fucking perfume for women, I think. And
it's unisex. It's for everybody.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be fighting up there too then. Fuck that. But this is where white people gotta take notes. You're never gonna get to the level of smelling like a Rihanna if you're only washing your pussy and your underarms once a month. You're never gonna get to that fucking level. So again, the way that we are praising Rihanna for her smell, white people, this is the type of shit you need to be fucking aspiring to.
I mean, it's giving me Strong J. You guys remember Strong J from Boomerang when Grace Jones pulled the perfume out her vagina and she did? Y'all remember that?
Yes, I'm old, Jason. I have to be 36.
I'm just saying, Betsy Boo and him don't look like they know anything about Strong J.
I did watch Boomerang, but that was so long ago. I don't remember.
Nah, I don't remember that. But Jason, I do want to say about Dr. Dre's daughter. I don't feel bad for her at all. She literally can make money off of Dr. Dre's name. Like, she better go get on fucking Growing Up Hip Hop like EDE Kids and go collect that check. Like, it's no reason why she should be out here fucking broke. Like, it's motherfuckers up here trying to make it, and she is the...
I'm sorry. She's 38 years old. We do not want to see her arguing with Bow Wow. I don't.
But we can watch our kids growing up. Because there's no way.
She needs to just go to Kroger's and wherever they deliver Instacart and just do your job. Like, leave Dr. Dre alone. Him and April are playing patty cake in the backyard of that mansion with the big old booty while Omarion's kids sit to the side and watch Mama play with that daddy. It's a lot. Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, Jason, about the baby, because you did ask about this. I do think he learned his lesson right now. I don't think he really should have been canceled. I feel like, you know, people dropping him from festivals and stuff like that, like, he learned his lesson. Now it's up for him. It's up to him to really sit down, evaluate what he said and why it was unnecessary, and make the biggest comeback that he can make. Because at one point, we was all canceling Kanye West. Some people is still canceling R. Kelly. And it's a trend to cancel Black artists I see out here, because Eminem did this shit.
I mean, you're conflating the reckless comments that he said in a show to R. Kelly sticking his penis in a 14-year-old girl. So,
true. I don't want to make that comparison. I like the baby. I'm actually a fan of his music. But I do think that Black artists get this. It becomes a trend to cancel Black people. And I feel like us as Black people, we got to stop jumping on that trend and educate our Black people. That's the main thing that I think we got to do. So, no, he shouldn't be canceled, but he should be educated. That's all I think.
Okay, Andrea, do you disagree with him? I mean, unmute your mic. Girl, we're going to have to come back. We can figure that out. Amberlynn, what do you think?
Oh, go ahead, Amber.
Child, as far as Dr. Dre's daughter, she looked like a 65-year-old man and a 45-year-old woman at the same time. It's given entitled old face whore for me. My parents were dead by the time I was 16. I had to build myself up from being homeless to having my own shit. I'm 35. Get it together, whore. You couldn't get a job. You couldn't get an education, bitch. I got an associate's degree in health science, bitch. I was going to pharmacy technician school while working at Rite Aid. Don't fucking do me. Get up and do something. You're in your car because you want to be, bitch. Now it's time to get up and do your own thing. You had 72 years to get up off your ass and do something to make sure that you were straight for the rest of your life. It's not on your daddy. Your daddy got to pay this bitch $1 billion to get her up out of his face. It's cheaper to keep her. He ain't got time to be paying a 40-year-old ass woman. Get the fuck out of here, you old dried up bitch. I'm going to try to keep it cute. That's all I got to say on that subject.
That was trying to keep it. That was trying to keep it cute.
Yes, that was keeping it cute. Period. Because it could have got worse. I'm trying to be nice.
And that's like saying she ain't saved no money. Like it's only been 18 months that you haven't been getting some support from your father.
18 years.
Well, anywho, she should be working. And where's them? The daddies of them kids? They ain't helping you out. That you have to be in a car with your kids, like, or your kid leaving your kids with family members. She's grown. She should, if he hasn't been around for 18 years, she should have already been establishing something on her own. And I wanted to say too, Jason, I can't wait to see you on the Baddies reunion. I know it's gonna be spicy. I wanted to talk about the not taking a shower. I'm sure them people smell like corn chips. I know this is like a thing that they've been into, because back in the days I used to hear that they didn't even put deodorant on. They used to put a little bit of lime and shit and be all funky. And I guess that's the reason why they be using the shower. Yeah, they be putting lemon on their body and not putting no deo on, no.
No, who puts lemon under their arm?
They will boil your bones. They will boil your bones and take out the marrow and put it in their hair.
That's supposed to be like their hair natural.
They spray on perfume instead of taking back.
Y'all are lying now.
No, that's supposed to be like school. Yeah, that's supposed to be like the natural thing, not putting deodorant on and putting lemon underneath their, you know, like their pits and their crevices.
It's in the books. Like that was cool history. Like that was cool.
Every time I go to a hotel, I make sure I bring my own cleaning stuff. So I clean the shower because there'd be rings around the damn tub when you go into these hotels and stuff like that. Like, And then my question.
Wait. Even Stervins, you like.
Yes, white sir. I have to disagree with Jameer about the baby learned his lesson. The baby only apologized because he was losing money. If the baby was not losing money, the baby would not be apologizing. The first time when they told him he was wrong, he said, I'm sorry about the HIV thing. I'm sorry about this, but the gay going to be okay. And the gay said, yes, we are going to be okay, but you won't, because we're going to take your fucking money. And now they are taking his money. Now he's not apologizing. Where the apology the first time around?
Even servants, my question to you before you went on this rant about the baby was, the white men that you sleep with, do they put lemon under their arms or do they wash their ass?
No. My baby took a shower. He bathed, so I cannot speak for that dirty side of the white people. Mine was clean.
Is he with you? Is he there now?
No, that was a long time ago. That's yesterday news.
Well, who are you sleeping with now?
Nobody yet. Yet.
Sharon, what do you say?
I'm Jason. First of all, we're bringing it live to you, okay, from motherfucking Alabama. I am pulled over on the side of the road with the motherfucking hazards on, okay, so that I could be here to deliver the messy report with you. Look, you see this shit? We're in a truck right now, okay? This shit is real. It's how much I love you, Jason. All right. Let's go into Dr. Dre, you guys. It's a little dim in here, so I'm going to be trying to look at my notes. Dr. Dre. Now, here's the thing with Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, you are not in Compton anymore. Okay? You're not in Compton anymore. Well, you are having to sit there and struggle over one pack of ramen noodles and trying to sit there and use the hot sauce packets that you kept from Popeyes. Okay? I am telling you right now, okay, you could help that girl out. However, don't help that bitch out. That bitch too motherfucking old. Now let me go to this bitch right here. Bitch, you got four motherfucking kids. Four motherfucking kids, and you asking this nigga for help at 38 years old? Bitch, you on your own. It's time to motherfucking move on. Take a lesson from your daddy. Go get you a couple packs of ramen noodles. Go to Popeyes and get some free hot sauce. And bitch, live it up. Get the fuck over it. Move on. We don't feel sorry for you. Bitch, you got to grow up as motherfucking Dr. Dre's child. Okay? Now, moving on. If you guys go back and you look, I told y'all motherfuckers that this April shit, this April Jones shit was not gonna last. That pussy is worn out, okay? That is industry pussy, okay? It's used and worn like a flat motherfucking tire. She wasn't even a motherfucker. All motherfucking April was a goddamn spare. And what is a spare tire used for? Motherfucker, it's used for a temporary replacement until they get the real motherfucking deal. So you was a temporary replacement for him to nut on your motherfucking face and for you to suck his dick. And bitch, he done replaced you with someone that he feels like he could settle down with. Okay? Moving on. I don't feel sorry for you, ho. All this money you taking from these men and you ain't saving none, you dumb ho. Now, let's see. White folks not taking a bath. Now, I knew these motherfucking white folks was nasty when I found out y'all bitches wasn't using rags. Y'all was just rubbing motherfucking soap on your body. Okay? And now you want to sit there and talk about you don't want to take a bath. But y'all want to call us nasty. Y'all want to call us dirt babies and tar babies. And miss me with that bullshit, literally, because I don't want to smell your white ass. Yes, thank you, motherfuckers. Now, moving on to WAC 100. Now, look, I don't agree with WAC 100 sitting there and kubayaing it up with 6ix9ine. However, I will say, 21 Savage did change that motherfucking energy. He was all rowdy with 6ix9ine. But as soon as goddamn WAC got on that ass, that bitch ain't have shit to say. So let me tell you something. If you don't want to look WAC 21 Savage, I would just sit there and back that shit up. Don't even sit there and address it, because WAC looks like he will whack your ass. And I actually like some of your music. Now, DaBaby, I don't think we should cancel him. I think we should give him, you know, another chance. Everybody should have a chance to redeem themselves. Cassina, bitch is stupid as hell. Apparently, fasting for me is making you dumb. Okay, McDonald's was not worried about you. No one can control what is going in your mouth, bitch. Can we control the dicks that April Jones is sucking? No. If we could control people, she wouldn't be sucking so much dick and giving so much pussy away. Bitch, eat a burger, feel motherfucking better. Jason, you're hosting the baddies. That's because you are a baddie. I don't expect anything less. I love you, Jason. That sums it up for the Messy Report. Remember, there is nothing too messy for the Messy Report. And we cover the mess so you don't have to stress, even if it's on the side of the motherfucking road. That's all, Jason.
It's the hazards actually blinking in the background for me. Sharon, where are you going?
I got to go back to Texas and get the last load. I just closed on my house in Georgia yesterday. And so I got to get the last load and then come back.
Okay, well, drive safe, be good, and stay out of the way.
Thanks. Right, love you, Jason.
Love you, too. See you on Beagle. Sharon, Weedy Poo, what you think about that? Sharon, what you think about that?
I got kicked out of StreamYard and everything, and I had to try to get back in. I made it. Oh, get the hell out.
We need to do something for Weedy Poo's Wi-Fi. Let's take a phone call. Hello? Hi? Hello?
Don't be
Jason.
Rude.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, man? I fuck with you, man.
Thank
I'm calling
you.
From the town.
What up, Oakland?
I'm you calling from the town. Look. Yeah. I mean, I fuck with you, but I don't fuck with you, fuck with you. But you my nigga.
Okay, so what's up?
Man, check this out. I wanna see WAC put this together. I want to see 21 Savage fighting WAC 100, Blueface fight Tekashi, and a battle royale. All of them fighting in the ring at the same time. Just let the throwdown. Let the throwdown from the hotel go down. I mean, I'm just with that.
Like a WWE SmackDown.
Yeah. Just a block street fight.
I'm down for it.
Just have that go down like that. Just have it go down like that.
Listen, thank you. I'm gonna text Mike that suggestion.
Huh?
I said I'm gonna text Wack that suggestion.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's what I mean. I mean, I watched the show. They said he was trying to get it together with the paper.
Oh damn! The phone cut off. Okay, we got you. I got you. Town business. All right, next caller.
Hi. Good night.
Good night.
Hello.
Good night. The girl said goodnight. Hello.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm driving through Hollywood and I see this big ass poster of you looking sexy and I'm like, I wish you played for the other team. Anyways, okay. So Riri's perfume. I'm mad because I already know it's gonna be sold out. I'm not gonna be able to get it.
It's already sold out.
Like I'm pissed. I'm pissed about that. April, somebody in the comments said April, we ain't worried about that. It's August. Funny as hell. Nunu's right about everything she said. This white dude told me he doesn't wash between the crack of his ass. He just lets the fucking soap drip down. And I just like disgusting. But I love you, Jason. I'm in Tracy. Right outside of Stockton.
Oh, I know where Tracy is. I love Tracy. Shout out to the 209. Thank you so much. Okay, listen, guys. That's enough gagging with me for tonight. I just got to get to the thoughts and prayers. Over the weekend, I heard a saying that stuck with me. Okay, they said, quote, the only thing on the other side of butt is shit. Meaning the only thing coming after butt in a sentence is a whole lot of bullshit. Excuses. That's what I don't like. I was going to do this, but I was supposed to do that. But I've been meaning to tell you, but there is nothing but excuses that will lead to nothing. Stop with the woulda, coulda, shouldas of actually do something and do it. There are many things that I let slide past me. And everybody in this production studio knows that sometimes I don't. Because I was making excuses about what I would have done if I was in the right space or if I had the money or if I was social profile, if I had that social profile to do it, not realizing that I would have simply took the first step to do it. None of the excuses I was making would have mattered. This week, take the time to eliminate the buts, because I did, in your life and start to act on the things that you've been putting off to the side. Take that class this fall. Start that business. Date that man or that woman or both. Take a chance on yourself and see what the other side of butt can get you. And if you can't do that, but anyway, I'll be on Bigo. That's where you find me. That's it, y'all. Look, that's the episode of Gagging. I'm going to have a good episode for you next week. I might even have a guest. And my birthday is on Monday. I'm having a big box PK over there on Bigo. If you know what that means, that means you can come over there and send me a birthday gift. But make sure until then that you subscribe to the show on all our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You can also go to HollywoodUnlocked.com and you can register for our daily newsletter. Also, we're streaming everywhere. So as much as this is a live show, it's a podcast. So if you want to catch the full show on your commute to work, but don't know if you're going to be going to work tomorrow, you can go and do that. Okay. Also, here's my number. You can catch me at 310-388-6463. That's where you could text me and keep in touch with us. I also advertise here on the show or on Instagram or anywhere. Until then, I'm already live on Bigo. I might as well just go there and do the rest of the show there. Bye.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.